This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The programme absolutely reflects the title. It's about ideas, it's about things you might not necessarily know about but want to find out more about, say, so like black holes, for example. You can come and find out about the history of Newnham. You can come and find out about Le Corbusier of Winchester, the most influential Jewish woman in the 13th century England. You can find out about what happened to the collections of the Fitzwilliam during the Second World War, because everybody knows, well, lots of people know that the British Museum's collections and museum collections in London went into the underground. What happened to the collections at Fitzwilliam? We've got Anna Watkins, who's an Olympic rower, who was also a student here at Newnham, and she's coming to talk about how rowing helped her career and the training and all that sort of thing. So think of her as a sort of Steve Redgrave, but a woman. Yes. But there are all sorts of things. We've got fantastic music coming on this evening, a classical recital by Anna Tilbrook. So she's doing a programme of women composers. We've got a Cayley dance. We've got the latest lecture by Mary Beard about Jane Harrison, who was a Greek classicist here at Newnham. So everything is about, has an element of Newnham and Newnham's history, but also where we want to go in the future. So how our research is making an impact on the world, getting our researchers to talk about what they're doing. So people will talk about their work at the Hadron Collider in CERN, and people will talk about how they're using sheep to try and diagnose, how to work out how to cure Huntington's disease. So there's all sorts of things going on, and I'm sure there'll be something for everybody.
Yeah, you've done well there. I'm impressed by that. And you've name-checked a few, but yeah, quite a lot of alumni involved. Margaret Drabble, I saw, I think, is also appearing.
Margaret Drabble will be here. Yeah, she's going to be interviewed by Jean Goodhair, who's a previous director of studies. So, yes, big names as well. So but there are also things for children. So we've got a children's tent. We've got a fabulous tent where you can come and look at the stars and look at our observatory. I think we're probably the only college in Cambridge that has our own observatory with a huge telescope, which is actually surrounded by the UK's National Iris Collection. So you can kill two birds with one stone. So we've got masses happening, and it's just and it's a big space. So, you know, there's lots of food happening. There's food trucks, there's cafes, there's Fitzbilly afternoon teas, there's Water Beach brass band playing tomorrow. And the most exciting thing for me, you asked what the most exciting thing was, we are going to have Newnham's inaugural dog show tomorrow afternoon at 3:15. So we're limited to the number of dogs we can have, but anybody can come and watch.
I see. So are people still able to enter dogs, or has that all been sorted out now?
The entry of the dogs is all sorted out, but we do have some tickets because we've had some cancellations of people, so people can still come, but be prepared that we'll run out of tickets fairly quickly.
Yeah, always popular at a dog show.
It's very popular.
And Sarah, how, presumably you've been pretty involved yourself in putting this programme together. How long has it taken you to organise it all?
Well, we didn't exactly cheat. Right. But last year during lockdown, we did an online virtual festival, which is a thing in itself. So actually what we've done in some cases is take the conversations that we're having last year and taken them on a step. So there are things that the principals who spoke last year are going to speak again about a different subject this year. So there are some things that are almost parallel to last year, but there are new things as well. So obviously the dog show is new, not that I'm obsessed about the dog show, but there are some new things. But obviously this is the first time that things are actually being done face-to-face, and this is the first time that the whole of the Newnham community, including our wider local community of Cambridge, can come together and celebrate our 150 years.
Well, you've done a great job at rattling through, describing all these different things. And I like the way it's divided into sort of lectures, exhibitions, activities for all ages. That's good. Yeah. There's great variety there, as you've already said. If people want to have a look at the programme and kind of plan, because I almost think you need to plan if you're coming to this, because you might miss something otherwise. There's so many things going on. How can they do that? You've got the website, presumably, is the best.
Yes, if you go onto the website, and then on the homepage, there will be a 150, so 150 in the top right hand corner. Click on that and scroll down, and you'll find the programme.
Okay, All right, then. Well, it's the Newnham College Festival of Arts, Science and Ideas today and tomorrow. Sarah, I know the doors opened about 5 minutes ago, so I'm guessing I better let you get off to... What are you going to be doing as soon as you put the phone down? What's the next job on your list?
I'm going to have a look at the acrobats and see what they're doing.
Excellent. OK, well, I'm sure they'll be doing things I couldn't possibly begin to do. Margaret, thank you very much. Sorry, Margaret. Sarah Carthew, thank you very much indeed. Director of Development at Newnham College, telling us all about that festival. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Ian Dayborn.
On Cambridge 105 Radio.